Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Today's episode that I'm recapping is Burn Notice, Season 1, Episode 2. Sorry, folks, I know this is a day late. I got a little busy last night. So, anyway, this episode is called Identity, and our client of the week is brought to us via Michael's mother, who has a friend who's an old lady who lives next door who has basically had her life savings stolen by a group of con artists. And so Michael's mother basically blackmails him into taking on this lady's case and fighting the con artist in exchange for information on the agents who have been poking around inquiring about Michael. Because the pilot, you know, had a lot of things to do, and, you know, it's sort of establishing who the characters are. I think, you know, in pilots, sometimes characters get drawn a little broadly. Certain things work, certain things don't. And that's sort of evident in this episode. Some of the things that felt a little out there in the pilot, particularly the way they portrayed Michael's mother with her hairdo and her sort of over-the-top performance, that definitely got toned down. Debbie is rocking a much more savvy haircut in this episode. And I think it works better. She plays it a little less shrill, which is a good adjustment. The other adjustment I noticed was that in the pilot, we're sort of filled in that Fiona, his ex, was an IRA terrorist or was affiliated with IRA terrorists, and she had a very conspicuous, pretty thick Irish accent that I wasn't sure was working for me. They actually address that in this episode, and Fiona is rocking a much more subdued American accent. Now, they explain it away with a perfectly reasonable explanation that if you have a very thick Irish accent in the middle of Miami, you are conspicuous, which is the last thing a spy wants to do, which I can certainly buy, and I'm okay with that. Part of me suspects maybe it's just that Gabrielle Anwar doesn't do a good Irish accent and didn't want to be burdened with that. So that's also quite feasible. Anyway, the con artists of the week were led by an actor named Mark Pellegrino, who many of you may recognize as Jacob from Lost. So that was exciting to see him. Pretty good plot overall. I think watching plots where it's, you know, outconning the con artists are always fun to watch, especially when it's cleverly done like it was in this episode. We got a nice dose of Fiona and Sam action, and we really got a lot more insight into how much those two really just hate each other, which I thought was funny. And of course, because they hate each other in true sort of cliched fashion, of course they're going to end up in a situation where they have to pretend to be, you know, in bed together to sort of like throw the con artist off their trail. You know, in a show like this, because it's a little more traditional in its format and in sort of its vibe, I forgive things like that, and I thought it was pretty funny to watch the two of them sort of, you know, catfight their way through the mission together. We also see, you know, some more evidence of why Michael is into Fiona and why also they probably broke up or haven't gotten back together. I do love the way this particular actor plays Michael. I think he's very adorable or adorkable because he's like suave looking and very charming, and yet he also doesn't know how to handle himself with certain people, especially like children or his ex. Sometimes he looks at Fiona and you think he's got this look on his face like, wow, this chick's really cool. And other times he looks at her and he's got this expression like, oh, you fucking bitch. So so I really enjoyed it. A great second episode, a lot of fun, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it as much as I do. All right, we'll see you next week.